All right, go ahead and look straight ahead.
For more than a decade, Dr. Paul Yates has been searching for a camera that could help him examine the backs of patients' eyes. The quest began during his years as a resident at Harvard.
I was sitting alone in an emergency room up in Boston. I was 3 months into my residency and supposed to know how to be an ophthalmologist. Well, I realized that rather than calling my senior resident, who was going to be none too happy if they had to be woken up in the middle of the night, that if I had the ability to take photographs, that would be of some use to me as well as possibly to other people as well.
And over time, the need grew, with more and more people suffering eye damage due to diabetes.
We're looking at 26 million patients in the U.S. that have diabetes. 40% will go on at some point to develop some degree of diabetic retinopathy. I mean, it's become epidemic. You know, half the patients that I see in my clinic as a retina doctor have some complications associated with diabetes.
By screening all diabetic patients, he knew more cases of eye damage could be caught and treated.
In terms of the best bang for the buck, there is no better support in the literature for any other modality of screening for any disease, for that matter.
But taking pictures inside the eye is a complicated business. Some companies found ways to do it using large, heavy pieces of equipment, but many medical practices could not afford the technology. So Yates began looking at consumer cameras, cheap digital models that might be modified to photograph the back of the eye.
The key thing that we were trying to do here was to say, can we use consumer camera technology, devise some lens or otherwise that we could essentially slap onto the front of that?
With university funds earmarked to translate basic research into marketable medicine, Yates and engineering student Ken Tran developed a prototype.
We took a couple of our cameras over to Aravind Eye Hospital in India roughly about a year ago. And Aravind Eye Hospital is the world's largest eye hospital, provides care to India's poor. And we took our device over there and realized that, yes, it does everything that we want it to do.
Now, working with Aravind Hospital, he's moving forward to manufacture and distribute relatively small, cheap cameras to medical practices around the world. Already, Yates makes the images part of an exam, showing patients what healthy eyes look like and how diabetes causes bleeding and exudates, fluid leaking from damaged blood vessels.
We can see these yellow blobs that you can take a look at. Those are exudates. And then we can see the red, and that's actually bleeding, and that's bleeding due to the diabetes itself.
For many patients, he says, seeing is believing.
I've seen people take out chocolate bars and throw them in the trash.
The new camera is small, light, and easy to use.
All you have to do is look at the iris, the colored part of the eye. You see a circle there. You line the circle up on our screen with the iris, and you press a button. There you go.
The image can then be sent to experts at medical centers like UVA. Yates calls it the CAVCAM, and the university plans to equip clinics statewide.
We hope to be able to set up what will essentially be the largest state-based Medicaid telemedicine screening in the country.
And even before the new camera goes on the market, Yates is working on one that can be used to diagnose retinopathy in premature babies. I'm Sandy Houseman.